Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 27th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it is an absolutely gorgeous Thursday morning that we are preparing this message on, and we're just grateful to now be at the point where we can read it into our computer for our podcast, and which incidentally becomes an additional edit point for us. Well, our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal is to provide these messages that both encourage and instruct in the Bible. Today's message is titled, Lessons from a Transplanted Tree. If you were to go to our site today, you would see that very tree pictured at the top of our message. The scripture text is Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
Last week I visited a large wholesale nursery where the owner is interested in having a farm chaplain. I introduced the owner to a friend of mine whom I recommended, and we discussed the role of chaplaincy together. It was a blessing to see the caring heart this businessman had. Afterward, we got in the owner's truck and he took us on a tour of the farm. Mostly they grow trees and perennial type plants on 200 acres and in 240 greenhouses. At the end of the tour, we pulled up beside a long line of pallets with a variety of plants stacked on them. They were discards, deemed unsuitable and for sale and destined for the compost heap. From that group of discards, I spotted a weeping Japanese maple that didn't measure up to the nursery standards for sale, but was acceptable to me, a novice gardener. I carted the tree sideways into my Camry and later transplanted it in our front yard, and that's what the photo is of today. Well, for many years, I have wanted one of these trees, but they're very expensive. It was nice to get one, although damage-free. And actually, on the site today, I have a photo of their beautiful leaves. Well, I dug a deep hole, and then refilled it partially with broken up soil, and watered the hole before I carefully set the plant in, and then backfilled around it. Now I'm tending it carefully, watering it several times a day, especially as it adjusts to its new location. I find fulfillment in trying to save a beautiful plant that was otherwise destined for the compost pile. As of this morning, and that's when the photo was taken, several days after the transplant, it looks good. I hope in the coming weeks and months I will have a good report to share on my transplanting success.
Well, today we consider another type of discard and the need for a transplant. God promised the ancient Israelites through the prophet Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Well, that was about 2,550 years ago, and remains God's redemptive work, that of a spiritual heart transplant. I consider the words of Paul in Colossians 1, verses 13 and 14. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. There is no contrast greater than God rescuing us from the darkness of sin and transplanting us into the kingdom of light. Thousands will trust Christ today for salvation through the witness of so many all around the world. Now I ask you, have you trusted Christ for salvation? Do you have a new heart? I know many of you have, and you will rejoice with us as we thank God for what he did in our lives.
Well, nearly 40 years ago, that was rebellious, and I have to admit, kind of a grumpy teenager. Christ gave me a new heart. Thank God for what he did in my life and what he did in your life when he transplants that new heart. But if you haven't made that commitment, you can do so right now. You can do so as you stare at this computer screen or listen to your podcast. You can say a prayer and invite Jesus into your heart, and then choose to follow him and grow in your relationship with him the rest of your days on this earth. In fact, Brooksine's going to share a prayer right now that expresses that sentiment.
Amen. And this prayer is really intended for those of us who've walked with the Lord for many years and those who may begin the walk even today. Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to walk on this earth and show us the way to you. Through his death and resurrection, we have forgiveness and hope of eternal life. We confess our sins and ask you to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Show us through the scriptures how to turn away from the ever-changing values and principles based on this world where the prince of darkness reigns. Endear our hearts instead to building an eternal spiritual foundation while we look upward to that great city whose maker and builder is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our minds cannot conceive what is in store for us, but it will far surpass anything we might possibly hope for in this life. Keep us faithful until that eventful transfer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we share a little note I've written at the bottom of today's message. In our area, we have a wonderful Christian radio station. We know many of you do as well. We're so thankful for Christian radio, and there's great stations, at least all over the United States and hopefully in other countries as well. Well, WDAC is a commercial station and does rely on advertising for support. Many of the advertisers seek to connect to the listeners, who are for the most part, of course, Christians, and if possible, even provide a spiritual angle in the ad. One of our favorite ads in this regard is for a company called Goods Disposal Service, a trash hauling company, which has this memorable line in their ad: "Let God recycle your heart, and let goods recycle your trash." Well, I smile, and I'm actually edified each time I hear that ad. Wherever you live, and regardless whoever handles your trash, let God recycle your heart. Well, we do have, as we mentioned, a couple photos within our message today and above concerning the greenhouse and concerning the tree. But we had a special guest visitor last night, a longtime friend of mine, Rick Massantonio, who is in the area for a conference and came over to see us, had dinner with us, and spoke at our small group Bible study last night. We have a photo of Rick up and a little bit of information about him. Rick brought his youngest son, Sam, who is a longtime friend of Astaire's, and we found an old picture of Sam and Astaire. And, well, they're just both little kids, and it's a cute picture. Then we have one we took just last night of Sam and Astaire enjoying some homemade bread, which Sam always seemed to crave whenever he came over to see Brooksie. He and his three brothers would often spend Sunday afternoons with us, we recall, and that was a long time.
Was it evenings?
I can't recall. And then while we were doing our searching, we found another photo, and this will especially be meaningful to our friends in New England that may know these kids, now adults. Another photo of Astaire with some of her New England friends from childhood. I want to thank all of you that filled out a survey yesterday. We had posted from our email post. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, you need to get to the website or the email that you are clicking on to get to the podcast, to get to the survey, a link to the survey. Right away, we had 100 responses, and that was all of the responses allowed by the free survey that I could analyze. I guess it would still let people fill out the survey. Thankfully, I caught it shortly after it went to 100 and was able to clear it, but it was very valuable to us and what we could do. I'm not going to read my notes regarding the responses, but the one that I do want to read is that we're so heartened by the wide geographical scope of this ministry. We're especially blessed to be reaching the countries that are considered closed to traditional missions. In fact, just this morning, and I'm not even going to identify the country, but it's a country that for many years was one of the most isolated and closed countries in the world. And here a reader or podcast listener, I don't know which, identified that they are from that country and left a note of, I can't remember what he or she said.
We're close
Christian friends or something. How gratifying that is. And you can read some more concerning that survey and how it was helpful. Actually, I've cleared the count so that I can once again get results and analyze them, and it can be helpful. And if you have not taken the survey, again today there is a link on the Daily Encouragement to take the survey. Well, usually we have some music up. Today's no exception. their songs concerning, of course, the heart. And I'm not going to read what I have five up in the variety of songs, revealing our various musical taste. There's actually a country western song. There's a song that's kind of looks like it's from the Black Church. Keith Green song, and a modern worship song, and then an instrumental song, all related to the heart. Well, thanks for joining us today on our Daily Encouragement Net podcast. This is the podcast, the message we have prepared for Thursday, May 27th, 2010. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Now, once again, we encourage you today to receive that wonderful, glorious, spiritual heart transplant that God offers.